Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
To a speed edition.
Yes.
Of Sheena Interrupted. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done. People have wanted the speed edition.
Really?
Today we promise you, we're going to give you a 30-minute capsule.
Uh-huh.
So you know, you can set your clock. In fact, if you had to do something for 30 minutes, we've already taken up 15 of those seconds.
Wait, are you really going to try to keep this at 30 minutes
today?
The episode
will self-destruct in 30 minutes. It'll be done.
Oh.
So pause right now if you have something you have to do
that
takes 30 minutes. You ready to go for that walk? You want to get on that Peloton ride? You want to do something?
Yeah.
We will be there with you.
Cool.
It'll be very quick.
Yeah.
You won't even realize 30 minutes has gone by.
Okay, let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Yes. Are you ready?
If you like what you see,
hit that don't do this in the 30-minute shotgun. No, they're walking around their house. They're looking for socks, their shoes, they're exercising. They're not subscribing.
Notifications.
No one's sitting in front of their computer right now.
It doesn't matter.
They're all out and about doing good things.
Cool. Well, thanks for being here. And
we're sharing good habits with you.
Oh, okay.
We share a lot of things.
We do share a lot of things.
So now we're going to share this with you. We're going to share our voices and our inspiration as you walk, as you run.
Just don't share my toothbrush.
Huh?
We're not allowed to share toothbrushes.
I don't want to give your toothbrush to anyone.
No.
Is that a gift? Does anyone want your toothbrush? That's gross, I think.
I think that we share a lot of things.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that I do not wish to share with you.
What?
My toothbrush.
I don't share your toothbrush.
Okay.
I have at times been known to use the engine of your toothbrush.
Yes.
But not the toothbrush head.
Uh-huh.
Those are two pieces that go together.
But they belong together.
They attach and then you can remove it. Even the case, the travel case, the Sonicare people put two brush heads.
But they belong
not
together.
Not for daytime and nighttime brushing for your
guys,
own mouth.
Here's the hot take. Are you meant to share toothbrush bottoms?
Yes.
No.
You can if you're traveling.
Really?
Would you rather use a hand toothbrush?
No, or I'd rather use my own toothbrush.
Yes, but if there's someone else who has the engine.
Yeah.
So if I took my toothbrush.
Yeah.
You could either bring your toothbrush head.
Yeah.
Or you brush manually. Which would you choose?
But why do I have to brush manually?
Because you don't want to bring your own toothbrush.
But I do.
Then bring your toothbrush. Why are you always taking off my toothbrush head?
You.
Yeah, because I want to put just that little, because that's how much they charge to check bags. So this is the issue.
You like to travel compactly.
Light. That's why I do not take two engines.
Okay. What else?
But what's the problem with that?
It's...
This is another like emotional, logical situation.
Yes.
The brush handle is just, do we have our own spatulas?
No.
We use the same handle.
Yeah, we share a lot of things.
Same pots, same pans.
Yeah.
How come those handles, you don't want like
some
cover?
Because you don't lick the pot.
I don't lick the handle. What kind of brushing you do? You put the whole thing in your mouth?
You don't lick the spatula.
What do you do with the handle? You lick it? Why are you brushing backwards? You have to use the bristles, not the handle.
I know.
Where are you putting that vibrating handle? That you don't want me to share it with you.
Stop.
What? What are you doing with it?
I'm holding it.
And then?
I'm brushing my teeth.
So then why are you behaving like this?
Because it just feels wrong.
I mean, if you used it as intended, there's nothing wrong with that.
I do use it as intended.
Questions will be asked. Anyways, so I'm not using your toothbrush anymore.
Thank you.
The engine. Different story.
Were you ever using my actual toothbrush?
I think there was a time where we didn't realize.
Oh my God.
No, because I swapped the top. Okay.
Oh.
And yours was like a G3 and mine was like a C3 head. And then I was trying to do the right thing.
Which was?
So I took my toothbrush head off and put yours back on. And then you went to the bathroom and you're like, hey, I just heard him brushing. I'm going to take his toothbrush head off and put mine on. So you were borrowing my toothbrush. And I was like, we're on vacation. Like, who cares? What are you going to do?
Oh my God, please tell me you're kidding.
No. Why do you think I bought a completely different color toothbrush now? Unless you're brushing in the dark, you won't make that mistake.
Oh my gosh.
You'll know the difference.
Okay, rule. New anyways, rule in our house.
It's not like you're brushing in the dark
new
anyways.
New rule in our house.
I you're know what's happening
not
now.
Allowed to touch any part of my toothbrush. Not the box, not the bristles, not the bottom.
The box?
Nothing.
Why do you even have the box?
Nothing.
Well, who like travels? The you put the case. Box inside. You put the travel case, toothbrush, travel case, charger, box, and you
no,
take the whole thing.
Box and travel case.
Okay. Okay, fine. I don't have a problem with
okay,
this.
The reason we're talking about this today is because we realized that one, we have shared some really weird things.
What else have we shared?
A lollipop? You?
I mean, I have no problem with that.
You've
I
taken
would do
my
it.
Lollipop out of
I
my
have
mouth
no problem with that.
And eaten it. There's a lot of people that wouldn't share those things, right. But we have no problem sharing it. And
you
I
have
was...
worn my underwear. You have worn my socks.
Yes.
You have worn my... There's nothing...
You have worn my socks and underwear, too.
Not your underwear. It's too uncomfortable.
Are you sure?
You did for your birthday once, but it just wasn't an enjoyable experience.
I did?
I don't have the buttocks for it.
But I we would. Share a lot of things, and we just don't think it's a big deal.
I think a lot of couples would share more things, or couples that are able to share things would.
Okay.
I think you probably... I think... Generally speaking,
yeah.
In most scenarios, the husband's larger than the wife or the boyfriend's larger than girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
And the one who's smaller
yeah.
can use the one who's bigger's things.
Yeah.
But not generally the
like
other way around.
Like to wear like oversized sweatshirts. Yeah.
You and I, if you're wearing something fitted, I cannot wear it. If you're wearing something that's like looser, then I can wear it.
Yeah.
And
yesterday.
What was yesterday?
You wore my whole tracksuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Loose on you, fitted on me. Everybody wins.
He literally...
We have a lot of like, we have a lot of like unisex things. So it's like anyone can take it.
Yeah.
So as long as it's not like, I think the way unisex sizing works
yeah.
is it's almost like in between men and women sizing.
Yeah.
So if you were to get something women's, you'd probably get small. If it was unisex, you'd get extra small.
Yeah.
If you do that, I can't wear it. But if you just say your size is small and they send it to you and it's a unisex item, it's like a little bit small for me because I'm men's small and unisex medium.
Yeah.
But I could still get away with it depending on how loose it is.
Yeah. And nowadays,
so yesterday
like,
I wore a full tracksuit.
I don't mind wearing things a little extra loose too. So I've even asked at times for a medium.
Yeah. So it's not, what can I do if you're ordering clothes in my size?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's a weird situation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you want to share.
Yeah, I like sharing.
There's
it's,
very little
you know
that I own
me...
that you don't actually
okay,
want to
you
wear.
You know what it made me realize is that
you're
this
a small
I...
man.
This idea.
You're made like a
this
small
idea
man.
Idea of sharing is like, I think it's a really healthy perspective. And I think it teaches you to be detached from your things. Like we share... You're a little bit more possessive about one item, actually. Your sunglasses. Like you're very particular about how you keep them, where you keep them. And I know you can't necessarily wear all of my sunglasses because they might be a little bit more feminine. But your sunglasses, I don't mind using like the aviator style or the more sort of manly yeah. looking ones. And I feel like in the past you've been more protective of them and now you're
they
less.
They just get lost. That's it's less protective. It just annoys me.
Yeah.
When... something that's small like that gets used and then just left.
Yeah.
Like in a purse or in a car or yeah. in a glove box. And then I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Now we're rich, so I don't care. I just buy more. Like before when I used
you
to think about these.
You can't say things like that.
Why?
You can't say. You're going to give people the wrong impression.
What? I'm celebrating.
No.
I hope they too one day can buy fake olive trees for their basements.
It's not appropriate to say that.
What? We share money? Well, you share my money.
We do share money.
Then you have
money.
Your own money.
Yeah.
So that's
no,
like
I
how
share
that's
my
our
money
sharing.
With
no, you.
You
don't. I can't even access that account.
Of course I do.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, here, look.
I spend it on you guys.
No, I don't care how you spend it. The point sharing. Is, today you spend it on us. Tomorrow you might say, ah, oh, screw you guys. I have my own cash.
No, but what I really like about it is it makes you really feel a lot more detached from your things. And now we have another person in the mix sharing all our stuff.
Who?
Jay.
Yeah, he's not really sharing. He's receiving our hand-me-downs. I think that's more accurate.
Okay.
We're like, hey, I don't want to wear this anymore. He's like, I'll have it. Why wouldn't he? Our hand-me-downs are so much better than what he would otherwise get
no,
on his
but
own.
Even Zara, she takes my stuff from my closet all the time and I
yeah,
don't
but
mind.
Then she runs and she trips because she falls on them. she's wearing, she cannot share with you. Like, you can, you have this desire to share with your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, there's a time and place.
Yeah.
Not when she's a third of your size. She's like, Mama, can I borrow this? Yeah, sure, borrow.
She doesn't and then
she's like,
da, da, da,
she's like a child. Like, these babies wearing their, like, father's t-shirts and they just fall on the floor. That's what she does.
No, she doesn't.
She has to put rubber bands and, like, she other does. Things to wear items.
Yeah,
I don't have the heart to tell her. She looks like a rabbit. She makes a bunny tail in the back. And you're like, oh, you're so cute.
She is.
Yeah, but it's not her size.
It doesn't matter. She likes it.
Zara's like wearing a women's medium and also a children's size 6 at the same time.
7.
Yeah, she's gotten big now. Big girl, big girl. Zara's one of those tiny, tiny waisted people.
Yeah, she's
who's getting taller.
Yeah.
So she has the, like, her shoe size and her height do not match her waist, like, waist size
yeah.
at all. She's like, the size, I'm sure I've seen 4-year-olds that are wider than Zara.
Oh yeah. And she's strong. Like, she's all muscle all the way around.
It doesn't matter. She's still gonna trip on a 5-year-old's t-shirt if she wears it. So we share clothes.
Yep.
We share
socks.
Socks.
We don't share underwear, but I no. have
you,
shared.
Yeah, underwear. We you can wear it.
Yes.
What do we actually share?
Like, socks. We that's a big
socks
thing.
Is like, a lot you of have your own socks.
People don't want to share socks.
I cannot wear most of your socks if you buy the small
ones. Last time.
Those are from, like, a hospital. No,
no, what
are
they're those? Not.
They look like a hospital.
No,
sock.
No, you wore these in beige, like, yesterday.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like
see
them.
The thing is, when I am getting dressed and you're sleeping,
yeah,
whatever the hell comes in my hand, I'm wearing.
Yeah,
because there's no lights involved, so yeah. you just wear whatever you get.
Yeah.
You have certain socks that are, like, more fitted, like your Root socks and your Bomba socks. I can't wear those
okay.
because they're too tight.
Okay.
But anything else, they're just socks. Like, yeah. nobody cares. Look at the socks I'm wearing today. These are my socks.
I don't think I've ever worn those socks.
See, they're pink and polka dots.
I like the socks that are, like, bright white. Like, if you buy new socks.
I don't buy socks.
I want to wear them because they're white and they're clean.
But I don't buy them. So you're the one buying them.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Buy them.
I will.
Make sure you throw away the old socks. That's yeah. the issue.
Yeah.
We have all these socks that no one knows who
okay,
they are.
Okay, what else
even.
Do we share?
Credit card.
Yeah.
We share a credit card.
A lot of people share a credit card.
No, not a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah. We share finances.
A lot of people don't share a credit card?
The vast majority of adults do not share a credit card. They
really?
Do not. You're looking at me like this is surprising to you?
Yes.
What kind of rom-coms have you been watching where they date? They're like, oh, let us all merge our money together.
Wait, people don't share
no,
credit cards?
They don't share
Tell
their accounts.
More.
They don't share credit cards.
Like the majority of people?
Correct. So if you're an adult
yeah.
and you make $100,000 a year
yeah.
and I'm an adult
yeah.
and I make $50,000 a year
yeah.
and we start dating
yeah,
and then we move in together,
yeah,
you have to pay 2/3 of the rent.
Oh.
Or you say, I'll pay the rent. And then you tell me, okay,
you pay
for the internet or whatever. Like, okay. you pay for some trivial expense, you peasant.
Oh my God.
I let you live
Nobody
here.
Nobody says that.
They don't
They're
say it, but they think it.
They're not going to be dating for much longer if they say
think
that.
It.
Okay.
But then I'm like, yee, got me a sugar mama. Yeah. And then I, like, reduce the internet to the lowest setting. And I say, if you want the upgrade, you can pay for the upgrade.
Oh.
And then I get paid, you get paid. Then we have a child.
Yeah.
Now I have to be like, who's going to pay for this thing? And
this
then
thing
we have
like
to,
the child.
The child.
Okay.
So now I have to contribute for my $50,000.
Wait, does everybody
child.
Does everybody do this?
The vast majority. They live independent financial lives.
Huh.
Because half of them get separated later. So it's easier. It's essentially when you date now, you have to pre-plan for divorce and separation.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, but you don't like it. That's why you have one credit card and one bank account.
Yeah.
Well, we have one bank account. You have your own accounts.
No,
on the side.
Okay, there's different reasons for why I have my own accounts. And just to be clear with everybody, it was your idea.
Yeah, so? I'm not saying it wasn't my idea.
It was completely your
so,
idea
now
for
you're
me
independent
to open
woman.
My own bank account.
Yeah. It was a man's idea to create AI. Now look what's happening. They're editing cat videos without us. What are we going to do?
That's what you want to compare this to?
This is what it is.
There was a reason that you told me to have my own bank account.
Because you're whining about not being financially
That's
independent.
Not
you're
true.
Like, what happens? I want to pay for their schooling, you said one day.
I did not say that. I'm very grateful for this life that we have built together. Well, think that that's like, I think that when you
I
build
was building it, to, now you're building it independent
no,
of me.
I think that when you build, you each bring different materials to the life. Okay, so I think
what
that
else
that's,
do we share? No, what can people share?
What else do we share? We've shared shoes.
How?
I've shared your shoes.
I mean, you can wear my shoes, but I cannot wear yours.
Oh, you don't fit in my shoes.
No. How can you wear mine comfortably?
They're very comfortable.
Too big for you.
I prefer your shoes.
You only wear my shoes if you have to go pick something up like within 10 feet of leaving the house.
Or
like,
if that's I just, when people if I just have slip to in. Slide into something to go pick up the kids, I'll share yeah. your shoes.
Yeah, I cannot wear yours.
Okay.
I mean, I've probably worn shoes that are smaller than mine.
Yeah.
If they're right by the door to, you know, where you like smush the back and you yeah. like do that little walk.
I don't like that. Don't
yeah,
do
I don't.
That
I don't do
shoes.
That though. I bought my own slide-in shoes. Yeah. So I don't have to do that to other people's shoes.
We
share a passport.
No, we don't share a passport.
When we travel,
we cannot share a passport.
We have.
You don't look anything like me, and yeah, I don't look anything.
But when
like
you put some money inside the passport when you give it to the agent, sometimes it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I can think of another thing we share.
What?
When we go to a restaurant and we order meals. We'll yeah. often share food.
Yeah.
I cannot finish an entree and feel good about it.
Yeah. We share an entree we've been sharing for the last like 15, 20 years.
Yeah. We will get one or two appetizers if it looks really good. Then we'll get one entree.
Yeah.
Once in a while, we'll get two entrees, but generally no appetizer.
Yeah. And then take food home for the week.
Yeah. And I will order a drink. Shared, you will drink
I
it.
I share your drink.
Yeah. And then I order a second drink. So I order two drinks, you order no drinks, but we share them both. So
I
that's how
need,
that works somehow.
I just need a couple sips.
From each glass. Sheena doesn't like drinking her own drink.
I like water. I like yeah. ordering water. It makes me feel good about yeah. myself.
So I order two drinks.
Yeah, but we've shared food for the longest
Long
time.
Long time.
Yeah.
If we like different, like if one of us was vegetarian, the other one wasn't or whatever, maybe we would not share food.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely know people who don't like sharing food.
Yeah.
I rather eat a
My
little bit of two things.
My brother hates to share food. Like he looks at you like he's going to kill you if you really? Share his food. Yeah. If
is
you
he
take...
still like they has kids now?
No,
that's
they're
all...
not allowed to share his food either. And the worst thing you can do is take the first sip of his drink or the last sip of his drink.
No, last. It can't be the first. No
he
one cares
hates
about
it.
The first.
He actually hates sharing his drink or his food.
So you should do this episode with him. Like we share, like we're doing this episode, we both share.
Yeah.
So we only have one perspective.
Yeah.
Next should have time done he this comes with into Lauren town, here. She would have been like, what?
Next time he comes into town, we'll talk to him about sharing and his sharing habits. He's
then
like,
he won't do the episode.
He's
it's like sharing
Joey.
A microphone.
He's like Joey, where he looks up at you, he's like, Joey doesn't share food. He's
so that's like a lot of people don't like to share food.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I mean, you use my toothbrush. What's the difference if you bite into
not
my thing?
True. I have never shared your toothbrush.
Brushing should be a pleasurable experience.
That's what
Sheena
I...
Sheena Melwani.
Oh my God.
Okay. What else do you do when no one's watching? I mean, share when no one's looking. What else of my things do you take when I'm not looking?
What else do we share? Have you ever used my deodorant?
Probably.
I would yeah, use your deodorant.
I probably
don't think that
have.
That's weird. Like, I don't think it's gross.
The sharing of deodorant?
Yeah, I don't think... The thing
so you
that
put it on after you shower.
Exactly. And the thing... We share towel, like a towel all the time.
Oh, do people not share towels? I mean, we share... We don't know which is which. We just take the dry one.
But if there was one big towel and I used it, you would take it right out yeah. of my hands. Like,
yeah,
you're not...
I don't care about that.
Yeah, we and I'm vice versa.
Toilet paper?
No.
Not used.
What does that mean?
Like, you don't have separate rolls.
Who has separate
some
rolls?
Some people like... Single ply, some people like double ply for their comfort.
There is nobody. Yes. I bet you there is nobody on the planet that has
they
two,
have
two separate
rolls.
Rolls
they have
of
his
toilet.
And hers.
If you have separate rolls of toilet paper from your significant other, please put it in
they
the
have,
comments
they
below
have for
in
sure.
caps. I need
they
to
have,
know who
they
you
have.
Are.
Some people travel with their own toilet paper.
This I've
When
heard.
You went to India, you used to take your own toilet
That's
paper.
That's not true. I never did, but I wish that I did.
Why? There's
because
hoses. Those are the best.
Those are very good, but they're toilet paper.
How do you
paper.
Use the hose, the handle hose?
What do you
Can
mean?
Can you demonstrate?
No.
How do you do it?
No, it seems
Are you a front or a back person?
A back.
Like you flip the handle first? Like, how do you do it? You flip it?
Then you, no,
you,
I just
you go to a, You go to a, like, from a, you're like this, you're at 90 degrees. You go to like a... Like a 120 degree position?
Yeah. I stand up a little and I spray.
And then do you, how do you
no,
make
no,
sure?
No, I don't stand up a little bit. I lean forward.
Oh, you lean forward. So you're like this. you create like a different angle with your back, but you have to go up a little bit,
but you have to create the angle.
Or do you put the hose under the seat?
If I have a built-in bidet.
No bidet built-in. This is the hose one we're talking.
Under the seat?
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind? You get up, you put it under the seat, and then you spray?
I just stand up. You don't stand up?
Nope.
That's why the bathroom is so wet when I'm done. I just blast it everywhere. I shoot things first just to make sure I understand the pressure. In India, there's like holes everywhere on the floor.
In India, this is supposed to be done this way. Too.
Yeah, but you're supposed to spray everything. You're supposed to clean down the bathroom. There's a squeegee after you're done. You don't use it properly. So what else do we share?
We do not share.
What do we? Okay, we share responsibilities.
Like?
Like registering kids and driving them around. We share vehicles. Well, you have your vehicle, and then you take my vehicle if it's convenient because the sun is out.
And vice versa.
No.
Yes. If you have a long drive, you take my vehicle.
Yeah, that's true.
We share if you took the Rivian, I wouldn't feel like, why did he take my car?
Yeah, I don't think of it as being, I don't think of it as like, oh, I have to take my car or your car. But I do think of the Rivian as your car and the Jeep as my car.
I do too, but when it's the summer, I think of the Jeep as our car.
Okay. That's, I don't care.
Like in the summer, I love driving the Jeep because I like taking the top off.
It doesn't bother me.
The Rivian is just a little bit like more spacious and it's more like of a luxurious feel. And I think that if any of us is doing a longer drive, that person prefers that.
To take the Rivian. A lot of people share cars or no?
I don't think so. I think people have their own cars.
Yeah. We just have two cars.
Yeah. We share responsibilities in the house.
Yeah.
Like we have certain things that we do with the cars. We have certain things we do in the... But they're not yours or mine.
You have a very weird car responsibility.
Which is?
You love changing the inspection sticker on vehicles.
No, I don't. That's like your favorite thing. It's not my favorite thing. You're like,
it's been in 90 days. I'm going to go visit. I'm going to change this blue sticker to a green sticker. Can't wait. I let that inspection go for 9 months.
Exactly.
One day I came home and it was done. Like, hey, what happened? I changed the inspection sticker.
It's because if I didn't change it, it would never get changed.
You know how weird that is for me? It's like when you, like yesterday.
What?
I'm like, I'm going to make dinner. Yeah, you're like, so what the hell is happening right now? That was like me when you decide to do car stuff.
What do you mean car stuff?
And that's the only thing you do with the car.
No, change I fill gas. And if I have to do an oil change, I'll go take it to an oil.
Your car doesn't have oil. So you've had a Rivian for 3 years. It does not have oil. You just realize that.
If I have to do the tire rotation thing, that's the dance
you're doing. And you've never done the tire rotation.
I'll take the car. You've gone to pick up
the car after everything's been done because the tire place is 3 minute walk from our house. You do not do car things. Don't pretend. The only car thing you did is you bought that vacuum that you throw in the car.
Yeah, I clean the car with the vacuum.
No, you don't. I just hired the guy to come clean the car again. He cleaned both cars.
He's coming?
Saturday.
I love that guy.
The only car thing you do
is
the inspection sticker.
Because it won't get done. Yeah. It literally will not get done.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, we're just going to starve today. Okay. Here come the noodles.
I was working.
Yeah. Sure, you can work while we all die of hunger. Then what will you do with your money? Oh, you can work only 25% because you'll be supporting one. So what else do we share?
We share...
fluids.
What?
Like if you have water.
Uh-huh.
I'll take a sip, you'll take a sip.
Okay. Some people don't like to do that.
I know, but we do that.
Yeah, we're very
I don't mind about that.
I feel like when you share...
You care.
Yes, and when you like create a person, like another life together, like there's very little that you haven't shared. That's the way I see it. There's no difference
if you've actually created another life or not.
You
could be actively trying not to create life and you've still shared a lot.
The point is you've shared a lot when you have that, like, you share a lot. Say, yes.
I don't think you mean this. I think you mean this.
No, but it's also like you've seen... two human beings come out of my body.
So?
Like, I just feel like
I don't want to see things come out of your body.
Connected.
I would be very fine sharing water with you without having had that experience.
Really?
Yeah.
You wish you didn't see our kids
No, I'm just saying they're unrelated to me. I don't need to, like see that to share a lollipop with you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why won't you take gum from my mouth?
Because that's gross.
Why?
Because
why is a lollipop stuff, not gross? Even what's that, the difference between lollipop and gum?
Because one, the gum is already like you've chewed the best part. Like no. The first 30 seconds.
What if I took three bites? There's still some shell on it.
I will not take that.
But why would you take my lollipop then?
Because the lollipop still has flavor.
I'll give you flavored gum. I'll take just five.
I don't want that. No,
but see, you're being illogical.
Yeah, but it's like taking the bacteria from your teeth.
What's a lollipop?
I don't
can swab my whole mouth and give it to you.
Okay. We're not sharing.
Hey guys, you're almost there. You only have 7 more minutes to complete your exercise.
We're not sharing lollipops.
Why? You said we shared lollipops. Now you're taking it away because you're thinking about it.
Yeah, I hate it. You know the other thing that the kids, they don't like what I do, but when I share ice cream with them. Have you ever?
See, how is that different?
It is. It is.
You're licking it, and then you're giving it to someone.
But I don't lick it. I bite it.
Semantics.
True. I bite the ice cream. I bite it right off, and they get mad at me for eating it like that. But
why don't you get a spoon?
I do.
So then, why are you biting it? You
because
use the spoon.
I know. I can use the spoon, but
you should not be sharing ice creams or lollipops or bubble gum with your children.
I don't care if you shared
your body with them.
I took a bite of Zara's ice cream.
You shouldn't be sticking your tongue in their mouths.
I didn't. I would not take their lollipops.
If you stick your tongue in someone's mouth, you can have their gum or their lollipop.
No.
That's the rule.
No.
If you've put things of the person in your mouth, you can share food with them. No. It's a very simple rule.
You cannot share my gum. I will not. You can take my gum if you want. I will not take your gum. We're all done. Thank you. I think we're not sharing anything ever again.
No. Except.
Socks.
In our sheets.
Oh my God. Goodbye. We'll see you guys next time.
We share sheets. What are you talking about? Why are you so aggressive today?
Okay, what
books are you reading now? This happens every now and again. When you read those books, this happens.
What?
You take everything in a very different path.
No, you.
What book are you reading?
You.
Tell what books you're reading.
I'm reading A Court of Wings and Ruin. Mm. It's very good.
What are they doing?
They're fighting.
In the book.
There's a war.
Yeah. Are they sharing sheets?
No. There's no time to sleep. There's a war.
There's a war. Okay.
There's a war.
Well, you guys did it. You made it through 30 minutes.
Thank you for joining us. Hope you have a nice week.
Yeah, me, you too.
We'll be back from Tokyo soon.
Where are we? In the timeline that you made up for the people? I think we're going to be in Tokyo
or we're just back from Tokyo. I think so.
So the next episode we'll be talking about Tokyo?
I think so.
Wait, so we're like 2 weeks ahead now?
A little bit,
so we can like quit?
No, we
can't. For like
quit.
A month?
No.
Next recording in May?
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for joining us.